Why do cattle chew their cud?
What is cud?
Are they born knowing how to do it? What triggers this response? For us humans with our simple stomachs, it can be a little hard to understand what goes on in the digestive system of a ruminant animal. You may have thought about these questions and others before, but it may have been hard to find clear answers. Let's spend some time talking about cattle and their cud. First of all, we know that cattle are ruminant animals. This is commonly described as having four stomachs, but that's not entirely accurate. It's more like they have a four-compartment stomach. Each compartment has a different job, looks different, and is a slightly different size. This impacts what kinds of foods they can eat, and the amount of nutrients they can get from that food. The four compartments of a ruminant stomach are the reticulum, rumen, omasum, and abomasum. Food will first be chewed, then sent down the esophagus, like in monogastric animals like us, and then it will land in the rumen. The digestive system of a cow. The rumen is the largest part of the digestive system and can hold up to 40 gallons worth of material. This compartment's basic purpose is to ferment the nutrients out of the food. Cattle are herbivores, which means they only eat plants. As a general rule, the nutrients in plants are harder to digest than the nutrients in animal proteins, partially because they are locked in cellulosic cell walls. This makes organs like the rumen so important and powerful for herbivorous animals. It can help cook out those nutrients so the animals gain the energy they need. This also helps explain why we humans eat salads and lose weight, while cattle can eat hay and other forages and gain weight. After the cattle's food sits in the rumen a little while, it travels to the reticulum. The reticulum's structure on the inside looks like a honeycomb. When food first comes into the reticulum, it's generally not chewed very well. This is their cud. The reticulum will ball up the portion of food sent to it by the rumen and trigger the regurgitation of the cud. The cattle will then chew the cud more completely, and will swallow again when they're done. This helps the cattle better digest their food. The scientific term for chewing their cud is rumination. Cattle will spend about a third of their day ruminating. When they finish with this step, the food will travel to the next stomach compartment. The next compartment is the omasum. The omasum helps absorb liquids. It's relatively small and has lots of folds. Since liquids don't need to be digested to the extent of cellulosic feedstuffs, like corn stalks, they will generally pass through the rumen and reticulum quickly to reach the omasum, where they will get absorbed. In fact, there is a small slot that opens from the reticulum directly into the omasum, the esophageal groove, when a calf's head is at the right angle that allows milk to pass directly to the omasum. So, for the first portion of a calf's life, it does not chew its cud, it doesn't have any. The last compartment of the ruminant stomach is the abomasum, also known as the true stomach. This compartment functions much like our stomach, using acids to further digest feedstuffs before sending it on to the intestines. It's important that food gets thoroughly cooked and digested before it reaches the intestines, because the small intestine, the first segment of intestines, does most of the nutrient absorption in the digestive system. This makes foregut fermenters, like ruminants, more efficient at absorbing plant materials than hindgut fermenters, like humans, who primarily ferment cellulose in the large intestine. If you're still a little shaky about how food travels within the ruminant digestive system, I'd suggest watching this video. So now you know a little bit about cud. Go ahead and surprise your friends with your newfound knowledge, but maybe not over dinner.